dirty waters that Jesus walked on.
Dirty Water Podcast.
The Dirty Water Podcast, episode
72, nigga.
You already know.
What?
It's your local New York nigga, Dave B.
Moses?
Lex.
Local New York nigga, Dave?
Local New York nigga.
Are you the Ville now, bro?
I've said this plenty of times, my
You're
man.
The Ville now, bro. You I'm local still... Ville nigga now.
No, that's you. Word. Man, how y'all feeling?
Good, man.
It's Easter.
Good.
Listen, I woke up this morning. I have nothing to complain about, man.
Pandemic Easter.
Fuck cancer.
Yep. That's a fact.
The recording.
How y'all feeling on this pandemic Easter?
It's crazy, right?
Yeah. We used to kind of trash, right?
Yeah. I used to go get in the suit, go getting dressed up, and afterwards go eat. Now it's just like skipping through church.
You usually go to church on Easter?
Mm.
Do you?
Mm. Every Easter. Tried to make every Easter.
So you got a sky blue fucking suit on.
With the pink outside and the gray inside.
What's wrong with the sandwich?
With the ass cut out.
Okay, see, that's what I hate about these niggas. That's what I hate about Moses and Dave, man. All they do is come and pick on me. They don't even pick on each other. Y'all don't even get at each other. Y'all just come, yo, let me get on Lexington. Like,
shrimp,
fuck y'all
niggas,
man.
You got shrimp cocktail on the bar.
It's my nickname. You like it?
Oh, fuck you with your dad hat on, goddamn it.
Dreads hanging out. Fuck out of here, man.
But yeah, word. This corona shit still happening, man. It's dragging a little bit.
How you feel about the curfew? We on curfew here in North Carolina.
There's curfews everywhere. It ain't really no curfew because they not arresting people. Once they start arresting people, that's when I believe a curfew is a curfew. I was out a little bit after 9 yesterday. The curfew was 9 o'clock.
Right.
Down here in North Carolina in Fayetteville. And I was out for the first time. The curfew been here they put it in place maybe about a week or two.
Yeah, about a week and a half ago.
And
so you moving around out here.
Not for the first time I was out past 9 and shit, it was still niggas out here on the Saturday.
Really?
Night. Yep.
Not giving a fuck.
They don't give a fuck. And they ain't pulling nobody over, so shit. Until that day, niggas is on their bullshit. They don't give a damn. But it's less people, but it's still people out here, though.
I don't be out past the curfew just because I don't be having no reason to. You know what I mean? Even though I'm essential, man, I just go to work. I come to the studio, kick it with
and
my...
And your wife give you a curfew, nigga.
Let's fuck out of that. Here, nigga. Yo, get the fuck out of here, Dave.
8:30.
Oh, I see what Dave go with this. I see how this episode about to go now. Yeah, all right. No, I see how this episode about to go. Because you know better than that. You know better than that, Dave.
I know it's true, nigga.
No, you know better than that. No, ain't no curfew. Like,
right, Moses?
Look at the time. Oh, yeah.
I got a goal.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm out of here.
My stomach don't feel right.
Because the wife, he said.
I always don't feel right. Ain't nothing. My stomach don't feel right. I'm going to shoot, but I'm like,
Dirty Water listeners, do not listen to these
that's
two
what
idiots.
When you got
man, they are lying.
Man.
Like,
matter of fact, it's getting too late right now. This nigga trying to speed us along.
So but, what do y'all think about
he's trying to hurry up.
You guys are hilarious. So anyways.
So but now on some real shit though. What y'all think about how shit gonna be once this coronavirus, this COVID-19 shit end? You think shit gonna be the
first
same?
First of all, fuck COVID-19. I'm gonna say that. And the way it's looking like everything is gonna be internet based.
For the everything most part. Is already internet.
Nah, but it's gonna go further than that. Like, you know what I mean? Teachers are teaching over the internet now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just I don't know. It's
so
just,
when this shit is over, you think nobody's going back to school?
I think they're going back to school, but they forcing more on to pushing teachers and students to learn everything, like just be at home and chill.
Yeah, you know why I don't think that's going to happen? Because until those test results come back and they see them shits starting to drop.
It's not working.
It ain't going to be. It's not going to be as good as you think it's going to be.
It's definitely not working.
I don't think it's working.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, the students.
Once them test scores come back and they be like, you know what? We're going to have to change some shit. Because during this little time period, if they do put that in place, them you're gonna have some dumb fucking students. We already got dumb students now.
We already got dumb students, and who's to say that they don't want that anyway?
Why would they want dumb students?
Because they don't want people to learn shit anyway. They want people to be stupid anyway.
You need some type of smart people to move the economy along. All these old people.
The economy is business.
Exactly my point.
You don't gotta be smart to be business minded.
I feel like teachers pushing it now to try to help students out in a lot of corporate buildings.
You need some type of degree to get in there.
Yeah, but if you're gonna start your own business and be business minded, you don't have to be smart. You just gotta know what you like to do.
This world is ran by corporations. In order to get into those buildings nowadays, unfortunately, you gotta have some type of something. So they don't want people to be dumb. At all. That's not what I think.
Even if you get that position, they still gonna put you in a position where to get your education so you can apply for that job.
I don't think the race is for the U.S. is to have the dumbest fucking people in the nation. I don't think that's our prerogative.
Dave, what you think is the agenda? But how you think this motherfucking after this virus and everything is over with, what you think it's going to be?
I don't know. I don't even fucking know. Because I didn't expect it to drag on this long. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
How much longer you think it might drag into?
I don't fucking know. I don't know.
Moses.
I don't know if we have a summer. I don't know. I don't know if school. I know school is over with for this year. They dead in that shit for this year. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I really don't know. I'm just riding it out, just like everybody else.
Moses.
Waiting on everything to get back, you know what I'm saying? Back the way you can just feel comfortable. Not comfortable right now.
It's not comfortable right now?
It's just not comfortable. I mean, I don't have to be in because, you know, niggas just stand outside. This is about the foot. 115. 115 time we can spill some.
That's a little slight. It's a slight spill. We good though. We good over here.
But I think it's just getting back. Especially, what about them checks?
You ready for the check?
We need to get them checks because either we still working, we still not making this what we should make on that job. So it's like
niggas giving y'all 1200 one time.
Not me though. Not me though, Dave. Fresh. Family of four,
what
Dave.
What I'm saying is that you getting a one-time check.
It's going to be another one.
No, it's not.
Watch.
They're giving you one-time checks.
Watch, bro. Okay, everywhere, we get that one. It's going to be another
everywhere
one after
else,
that.
Everywhere else, they giving people percentages of what they make normally.
I see that.
Right. Even if we get back, the normal is still going to be paranoid. Still, I think people still going to be
you getting one-time check, and then I hear that.
I see other countries giving $2,000 per month.
Then I hear that it's going to be a stipulation to it. It's like an advance on your next taxes or some shit like that. It's not free money. Don't think y'all niggas is out here getting free money.
That's what I'm saying.
They only giving it to people who pay taxes for a reason, so they could fucking take it back from you.
I'm part of that people that pay taxes for a reason. Send me my check for the family there for.
That's what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that it don't come free. You're going to be paying that shit back.
I know it's not free. Well, ain't nothing free in this fucking country anyway.
Enjoy the money you get and and watch out with the weed you buy, because there's a lot of bullshit floating around here during the recession. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The quarantine got me all fucked up in the weed game, man. And I'm talking about the weed game for me to smoke. Like, damn it now. Like, I don't like how I got to make more than 3 phone calls to find some fire. I don't agree with that. I'm used to 1 call, get it here for me. You know what I mean? And everything is Gucci. Shout out to the New York Sour. But right now, this shit.
You basically got a nigga you don't want to call.
Yeah, you got to call, and then this person got to call.
Call this nigga, man. Fuck.
I got to call this nigga, and then this nigga got to call his cousin, and that cousin got to call his brother. Come on, man.
Let me call you back.
I don't like
it. Let me call you back.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all, man. I seen some shit where they was talking about, like, because of this corona shit and this, essential shit.
Essential.
They want to ban Walmart and Target. They want to ban Walmart and Target because, you know, not too many people, but you know, Walmart and Target sell other things that are not essential, like clothing, electronics, things like that. And at this point, it's like, no, like the essential shit is just the groceries. You know what I mean? So they like, nah, what you doing out here? Because I ain't going to lie. I just bought me a new little sound bar.
Scared you going to get scared of something in the TV?
Nah, but they don't want to. They make extra money.
The TV as soon as you touch them.
They make extra money. They're making extra money. Grocery items. All right, cool. But then when y'all selling all these other things like a TV or a soundbar, like what I just purchased, or AirPods, or, you know what I mean, clothing, which I think clothing should be essential, by the way. You know what I mean? I got growing kids. Like, if we're going to be locked down and shit, like, they still growing. Like, if I need to go out and grab some.
Shut up. You've been locked down for 2 months. They growing, nigga. They still wearing the same clothes. Yeah, but I mean,
they
should
shut down clothing shit. They should have shut down clothing shit, bro.
I don't know. They shouldn't shut down none of that shit.
During a time like this?
Be all right, man. You sell anything in that big ass store, I don't get they paper, man.
It'd be all right.
You think it'd be all right?
I don't think they're going to really shut down like that.
Well, it might be a good idea just to. It'll stop some of the traffic. Because if you ain't going there to buy food and shit, then your ass shouldn't have been moving around.
The only way to stop the shit is
get people to stop moving around. But you got to get people to stop moving around, like I said before, and you got to start cleaning. I ain't heard nobody fucking cleaning. The only way China got rid of the shit.
Talking shit, Dave.
The only way China got rid of their shit over there is because they was cleaning. They locked everybody in.
Wiping everything down.
Sanitize everything, and once they let everybody out, everything was straight. You know what I mean? But ain't nobody cleaning nowhere else in the U.S., so, you know, good luck for us.
Good luck for us. Hey, shout out to Sue's Sub. Shout out to Sue's Sub. Let me get back to them real quick. Appreciate that, Moses. What you got going on right
there? Because you spilling shit.
Relax. Why you got a snitch? You a snitch, Dave.
My nigga, you spill. What episode we on? 72?
72.
Mm-hmm. My nigga, you spill shit 68 out of 72 episodes.
Nah. I'm not rolling with that bullshit. Hell no.
They ain't hear you, Moses.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. Go ahead, Sue Subs.
Shout out to Sue Subs. They've been closed for a little minute. They Asians, but they sell the good shit. We talked about it before. I happened to see them be open. They said, oh, yes, I can get me a chicken Philly. You know what I mean? He got all on the motherfucking window. Call ahead. Pick a number. All this other shit. cool. I'm rolling with it. So I'm going to call. Because I like to call anyway, pick my shit up.
So you call, look at him. What did you say? You got in your car and call, looked at him.
I wanted chicken. And they go standing out the window.
Yeah. Oh, I want to place an order.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I'm standing right here.
Read my lips just in case you can't read.
How you do chicken Philly in shine language?
That's all y'all do, man. That's all y'all do.
It's it with mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
I gotta want to get a room.
I gotta have the mushrooms.
They funny. Hey, y'all hear them and want to get a room. So, no, I want mushrooms.
So what happened at
so? So listen, I call them up, right? Order my shit. Lex, yeah, I know Lex. Yeah, I have it ready for you for 10 minutes. Cool, thank you. I get there. He was like, your number would be number 70. I get there and shit, me and my brother, and you can't even walk in the motherfucker. Like, you can't walk in there at all.
Curbside, nigga.
He got the whole shit shut down. You opened the door, and mind you, this is at a little food line shopping center. So I had to pay this motherfucker. He reaching like a little stick out to get my card and shit to go swipe it. My ass is holding the door open. like that type of situation. I'm like, man, he's not playing no fucking games, but I'm still like, he got some fucking nerve during this era to be aging. But shout out to my homie Sue Suss.
He's trying to make sure everything's straight.
I ain't mad at
him. He said he's straight. He don't know if you straight or not.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm straight for me to pass my fucking debit card in that motherfucker.
So Blackie, I'm going to take your card. I'm going to spray it with some Lysol. I'm going to swipe that bitch.
You know what probably happened? Yeah, somebody went in there and coughed, and then they was like, fuck this.
Everything is this.
You know what I'm saying?
They was in there with masks and everything.
It's tense out here, man. It's real tense.
Tell you that one nigga coughed, he probably choked on peppermint. We're going to just start doing outside. Everybody go outside.
Listen, I told you, my foot and my ass had to hold the door open just for me to pay the man to get my shit. I didn't like it.
First of all, my nigga, I don't know why you don't tell me you held the door ass. Open with yeah, one like, cheek. Like,
I just
had one cheek in the door.
You behind you is all I'm saying.
Bro. I understand that, but you can put your foot in there. Stop using your butt cheeks.
Right. Don't use your butt.
You
no
trying to
more,
use extra moves and tell people.
No, y'all niggas
I'm
just
using
being
my ass.
Y'all niggas being extra.
I
had
to use my ass.
Y'all niggas being extra.
So when you try to close your door, my right butt cheek stuck in there hold it down.
I said, hold on.
That's butt power. Thanks to my baby, she helped me keep it butt power.
I've been doing squats.
I should have had a smell go right in the spot.
That's why you got quarantine shut down for niggas like you.
My Ooh. Farts is roses, though. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, roses stink.
Next subject.
Are y'all ready for the summer, though? If we get a summer?
Ain't gonna be no summer.
You don't think it's gonna be a summer?
Yo, everybody work on your summer body for next year.
Damn.
Don't even worry about
damn,
it.
So, damn, you like, do
some,
damn.
Forget what about you mean, it. Do some house push-ups.
There you
and
go. Calisthenics. Get it in. Cause it's over with. Don't even worry about it.
Get your top on.
So no summer, Dave. No summer, Moses.
It's gonna be a summer. I don't care what day is.
You think it's gonna be a summer?
It's gonna be a summer, man.
Why is that?
It's going to be a summer and a new resurgence of the fucking COVID-20. It's going to, once it come back, it's going to jump up to 20. Y'all niggas better sit y'all ass home, let this shit blow over. Ain't going to be no summer. Don't worry about it.
I'm not going to lie.
That's the thing. Like, don't get too anxious. Like, enjoy it. Like, just stay inside for a good minute. Just at least let another month just pass. I know it's going to be a long time, but just let another month pass.
I ain't going to lie. I canceled my whole 2020. I don't trust this COVID-19 shit.
Not the whole 2020.
Nah, I canceled this shit, bro. Like, ain't no summer for me. I ain't going out there. I ain't hanging with you niggas.
If you're getting bread, stack it. This is the time.
That's it, yeah.
That's it.
Catch up on some bills. You know what I mean? I ain't fucking with you niggas. I promise you I'm not. Because as soon as they let us free, everybody gonna go out here, go buck wild and be everywhere because they want to be happy and laugh and joke.
Next thing you know, COVID-20.
That shit is back around. I ain't sending me nor my kids, my family, none of that shit. Fuck y'all. Take it how you want to take it. I don't care. But nah, ain't no summer for me. Ain't no summer for me.
No summer for
me. Even if the summer does come back around.
Yo, let me ask you something, son. You ready?
Talk to me.
You
ready?
Ever went to a rodeo, bro? Rodeo? With the, yeah. And with the,
what, they ride the
cowboy
bulls?
Jeans and everything.
What, they ride the bulls boots? And shit?
Yeah.
That shit too country for me. I ain't never did that.
You ain't never been no shit like that? My mother's actually into the rodeo, riding the bulls. And we happened to go to here at the Crown Coliseum in Fayetteville.
Okay, how was that experience?
The experience was, I mean, I like watching it on TV. So just to see it in person was like even funnier to me.
Was it loud?
Yeah, definitely.
It was lit in there.
It was lit. Yeah, like people really enjoy that type of shit. And you see them with their fucking spurs kicking the bulls and shit to make them jump the way they jump. But then it's like, the real excitement to me, I hate to say it, but I mean, you know, when they hop off and that bull come at their ass and try to, you know, put their horns at them, or they fuck around and kick them in the ass real quick by accident. Like, exactly. You know what I mean? That's my shit.
You don't watch NASCAR to see somebody win. You watch it for the crashes.
For the Thank you, Dave.
You watch it for the tragedy. It's bad. Yeah,
like just like you don't watch hockey for the fucking skin, you watch it for when they want to fight each other.
Exactly.
Like, that's one place.
Violence,
like,
nigga.
When you went there, I want to ask you, you see every kind of culture it was?
Mostly white people.
Yeah, I'm definitely mostly now. White people. It was definitely.
It might be a nigga peppered in there somewhere.
I was a nigga peppered in there.
Yeah. Like, it was one of the
me
peppers.
And my mother, nigga. Like, for real. But it was dope, though. Like, I have.
Would
like,
you ride a bull? You look like one of them niggas that ride a bull in one of them bars and shit.
You think I
would? Oh, yeah, this nigga riding the bull and shit.
I don't want to ride a real bull because I got to grab the nuts.
You know, when you grab
I had a couple drinks. I'm going to ride that bull.
Fuck out of
I ain't going to flex. At the bar? Yeah, I ride the bull. Yeah, I ride the bull at the bar.
Yeah, you look like one of them niggas. Don't worry.
Yeah, fuck you, Dave.
He can do that.
Fuck you, Dave. Fuck you, Moses.
I got two balls.
That's right. I'm the bull, nigga. I'm not riding.
So y'all not riding the bull at the bar?
No, nigga. I'm
at the
bull.
Bar, I'm not riding the real bull.
No,
I'm
you
the
got bull, one nut. Nigga. You got one nut, nigga. Ain't nobody. That's why you can ride the bull.
I'm a Taurus, though. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
You don't bust your nuts.
I'm a bull myself.
No, you ain't a
you
bull,
wanna ride
nigga.
A you wanna ride a bull? What the fuck?
You not a bull, you a rider.
I'm a bull. I'm a ride the bull.
That's sick.
And show who the real bull.
That is sick.
So at all, nah, y'all not. Y'all,
yeah, I'm good. Yeah, huh. you're not gonna catch me straddling the bull in the bar, my nigga. I'm good. No, thank you. I watch you though. Yeah, you on.
Nah, I ain't even gonna let you watch me now since you said that. You sorry, motherfucker.
You shouldn't want to straddle a bull.
You want me to jump?
I just
want to
have fun.
You want me to jump on the bull, try to ride it, throw my hands up. Fun.
They say yee-haw.
Oh my god,
you look like that's in your vocabulary.
I would say it, but I want to hear Moses say it.
No, I really see a female, somebody female ride a bull on.
Why I gotta be a female?
I don't see no grown man riding.
Yeah.
Keep that. Thanks.
Hey, shout out
to all the bull riders. Yeah. You know what I mean? I respect y'all. I respect y'all because y'all risking y'all life.
Yeah.
But if you out here going to bars like Lex riding a bull.
I'm not going to bars riding bulls, bro. Don't put that out there.
The real bull riders, like, you know what I'm saying? I watch that, but I'm not watching you at the bar.
I don't even think there's a spot in the Ville. For me to go somewhere to fucking ride a bull.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, I can't wait to ride that bull.
Yeah. That's on my bucket list.
I fucking hate Dave. I swear
to God. I gotta travel for the bull.
Hey, Angela, is this where you ride the bull? Because I like to ride the bull.
Ain't
I'm
no
ride a bull. It's not little.
Ain't no bull in here.
I'm leaving.
Hey, shout out to you, you restaurant workers.
Ain't no real country bar.
Shout out to the restaurant workers.
Shout out to the healthcare workers.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Shout out to
Shouts out.
Shout out to the truck drivers.
Yep.
Shout out to the postal workers.
Grocery store workers.
Grocery store workers.
Walmart.
If they don't ban them, they shut them down.
They still gonna be there. If anything, they'll shut everything else down and leave the, you know.
Well, they were saying to like tape off all the other shit.
That's corny.
Like, I won't leap over the tape real quick. Like, what if I need a pack of underwear?
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, what if I need a pack of the Fruit
everybody,
of Looms?
Everybody else is buying the toilet paper. I need some more drawers.
See what I'm saying?
Feel me? See, they didn't think about that.
Right.
That's when it becomes
That's
essential.
Real shit. Where the socks and drawers at?
Oh man, but I would say a shout out to the restaurant workers because yo, y'all gotta relax like with the glove situation.
They ain't changing them gloves.
You touching my debit card, you're touching the cash register, and you're touching my food.
Well, nah, let's hope they're not touching the food with the gloves on. Let's hope they got chefs and then they have servers who is grabbing your bag. But I'm pretty sure they ain't changing those fucking gloves.
They not changing them like that, bro. They ain't changing them like that. I'm talking about restaurant workers that be having gloves on and they handling everything and your food.
Takeout foods.
Like, shout out to Jersey Mike's, but don't fix my sub and then ring my order up.
That's what I'm saying.
First of all, you see a nigga grabbing your sandwich and then grabbing money.
You need to say something.
And you still pay for it. You deserve all that Corona.
I didn't say it happened to me. I'm just saying I'm peeping game out here.
Okay. Usually,
because I walk out.
Not everyone buys
I'm that nigga. I walk the fuck out.
I'm pretty sure.
Usually, the cashier don't make the sandwiches though. They usually have one person at the cashier and they have two people making sandwiches.
Usually.
But it don't matter if you still getting fixed with the sandwich. If she get your bag, you still got Corona bag.
Yeah, they grabbing your bag.
Ain't no telling what's going on. That's why everything is a risk. Go cook your, moral of the story, cook your own food.
Basically.
Stop going out to eat.
But right now, man.
But what if somebody in the Corona picked up the onion or a piece of tomato and then put it back?
Listen, you gotta wash your tomatoes and shit. Wash your fruit.
Oh yeah, you're right, Dave.
Wash your vegetables.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, my nigga, be stupid.
I'm with you, Dave.
When you get a burger, wash it off and eat.
I mean,
you got a burger,
rinse around and rinse it off, nigga.
I've been wearing your burger all day. Get some water. Mm-hmm. Dip it in this hot water. The water's hot.
I'm a dip it in this hot water.
Hey, baby, maybe some boiling water so I can tip my burger. Make sure this is Corona Relief.
Corona.
I'm going to shop it up. It just tastes good. Chicken base?
Yo, shout out to First 48. I was watching First 48, right? I didn't know they were still making that show like recently.
What you trying to find out how to snitch, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
No,
that's
nigga. Them niggas be snitching on there,
the only
bro.
Thing you need to be watching that show for.
No, but you know, we quarantined.
I knew you was over there.
We quarantined. I be chilling in the crib with the family, playing Uno, Monopoly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just doing different shit with the family. I'm a family of four. Hey, Trump, hurry up my motherfucking check. I'm waiting on it. Don't play with me.
All that.
You know what I mean? But
Uno.
Uno.
Yeah, Uno
draw
fire.
Four. No, draw eight.
Yeah, you can hurt niggas' feelings with Uno.
Yo, we in there lit. We in there lit. I probably
you keep doing this.
Y'all could have fucked with me at Uno.
Draw 16, skip you. Fuck
reverse
you.
Back to me.
Fuck you.
Reverse.
Uno.
Yeah. Now, the funniest shit was motherfuckers be trying to call Uno before you when you got the one card.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They be scoping your whole hand, be like, yeah, he about to have only one card. He about to have Uno. And it's like, nah, I said it. I'm good, bro. I knew I only had one car. Relax. And I'm about to be out.
You can't call Uno if it's not your fucking turn.
Yeah.
You can call Uno if you see somebody else about to have Uno to make them draw two.
What?
You don't play like that?
I've never heard those rules.
We don't play like that.
Nah,
you know you got fooled.
No, bro.
No, you did.
So if you put a card down and then you don't have one
this
card.
This is what happened when you married.
No, this is how it is.
No, it's not.
I never heard that rule. Sorry.
You can't call Uno when somebody else is about to have Uno?
I've never heard that rule. No.
That's how I always played. Yo, fuck with us on Twitter.
No, nigga, no.
No, I want to know about this. You can motherfucking call Uno when somebody's about to have Uno.
No, you can't.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Why would you call Uno?
So they could pluck too.
No.
That would make the game too fucking long.
That's too long.
You just out here calling
y'all niggas
Uno.
Don't play. Y'all ain't playing real Uno.
No, you ain't playing you real Uno. You supposed to say Uno when you got the last card. So that way you can't say it then.
The only way you could call Uno is if you have one card. Ain't nobody
so
else.
The opponent can't call.
Nigga, no.
That's crazy.
Like why?
I ain't never played like.
Why
that.
Are you watching my cards? And it's not my fault that you got 1,000 cards. No.
I feel you on that.
So
bro.
The nigga with 1,000 cards shouldn't be calling penalties on me, who has a one card. Reason why I got one card is because I played my cards.
Bro, you can call Uno on a nigga to make him pluck two. You can make him pluck two if you call Uno before them calling Uno if they got one card.
Fuck all that, but whatever.
Did you know that they got...
Put your cards up on the table.
Did y'all know they had the new shit's got the swap hands?
Nah, that's the new Uno.
That's that new shit, right? I took them cards out. I ain't fucking with them cards.
Yeah, see, I see why you got those rules you got. You on that
nah, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my nigga.
Anyway, that's first 48. First 48, them
Uno.
Niggas. Them
swap
niggas.
Cards.
Them niggas is snitching like a motherfucker, right? But there was an episode where I watched it, and he held his own. He was like, lawyer, I don't hear nothing. Stop coming at me. So what? How you feel? Lawyer. Lawyer some more.
What ended up happening?
He got 22 years, but I mean, at the end of the day, he was lawyer. He was like lawyer. He didn't snitch. He ain't tell it. He held it. I respected it. But a good 70% of that fucking first 48 show, them niggas be fucking singing.
Shout out to 22 years.
Why would you shout that out?
Nigga, you should be shouting it out. Homie got 22 years and he ain't snitching. You said, you know. And you applauding that.
Oh, okay, no, that's a fact. You're right.
Why would you shooting 22?
You want him to snitch?
You got 22 years.
I did
years.
Want him to snitch.
Okay, then. Shout out to 22 it. Years.
Snitching
death. Yeah, shout out to Premier and RZA. They did their beat battle last night, I believe.
How was it?
From when we recording this.
Yeah, from when we recording it, yeah.
How was it?
That shit was hard, my nigga. You should have watched it.
You didn't see it, Moses?
It wasn't streaming it on Black Planet. Sorry. But, yeah, the shit was hard.
It was streaming on coffee.
It wasn't streaming on coffee either, nigga.
What is coffee?
Don't worry about it.
See, if you don't know the
If it was Pornhub, you know, but next.
Yeah, I know Pornhub. I don't know coffee. All right, I'll Google it. Go ahead, Dave. Sorry.
They probably got on Pornhub.
The shit was hard. I was locked in from the beginning. And
the
you know.
Battle.
One thing I noticed though is the other battles they would have to they have like a 1 hour time limit when you video chat with somebody on FaceTime. So it was either fucking Swizz and Timbaland, they spoke to somebody, they had to speak to somebody at Instagram to get rid of that time limit. Cause that battle was like two and a half, damn near 3 hours long. 2 hours, 3 hours long.
Mm-hmm. You know that shit was lit.
And there was no interruptions in between the battle.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes to show you how much hip hop got pulled around. You know what I mean? Cause we the only genre doing shit like that. I ain't see country doing no battles. I don't see them niggas talking about the pandemic going around. I don't see them niggas trying to keep people entertained, all they fans and shit. It's just hip hop. So shout out to hip hop for that.
Yeah. But you don't watch no country shows. They got country shows though.
But they ain't battling each other.
Right, yeah. No. If there was some crunchy shit, cause some country shit going on like that, I would definitely heard about it.
Yeah.
I would definitely heard about it. But then
I think so.
It ain't that.
Shout out to Primo.
Shout out
to RZA.
They had like 800,000 listeners or viewers that night. Last night.
That shit was crazy.
It was lit.
I was watching that shit live myself. Shout out to the people that thought that RZA was just gonna get smacked around.
That was the talks.
Oh, RZA going to smack the roundabout Primo. And I was like,
that was a big mistake.
Yeah, like, RZA was like, nah, I'm here. He was throwing haymakers.
Who you think won?
I'm going to say, for me, I'm going to still say Primo because I fuck with Primo. But I fuck with RZA too, Wu-Tang, the whole era. But it was more Wu-Tang than everything.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I know. But when it came to Primo, he was spreading it out.
Yeah, you know what
I mean?
He was definitely working with a lot
of Nas,
people.
He had Hov. Like, he was spreading his shit out. Like, he was letting you know, like, these are the motherfuckers I worked with and made great production for. You know what I mean? Like, the shit was incredible. It was, like you said, Dave, the shit was great for motherfucking hip-hop. It was great boom bap. You know what I mean? Something we don't really get too much often unless it's Griselda. You know what I mean? Today. So, boom bap, man.
Yeah, I think I rock with RZA's set a little bit more.
It was fire.
The whole shit was fire, man. Yeah, I would say that was one of his little downfalls is that he didn't get a chance to work. But he hadn't, back in the day, worked with a lot of other different artists and shit. But
he had eight different niggas to even work with that spread out anyway. And from Method Man to ODB
Right. But this shit was just fucking hard, my nigga. Hip hop won. You know what I mean?
I'm with you on that, Dave.
That was a great night for hip hop. And hopefully they get that Teddy Riley and that Babyface shit going.
I'm ready for that.
Yeah, I heard Babyface and his family, they got infected with the
coronavirus.
Yeah.
Okay. But I see that he said he was ready.
Yeah, he said they got a date for it. I don't know what the date is, but I'll be there checking for that. I definitely want to see that.
I want to see who's going to get in there with Pharrell. That's what I'm waiting on. I want somebody to try Pharrell. Because to me, Pharrell can go all over the place.
I want somebody to try Pop, Alchemist.
Pop, R&B, hip-hop.
They was talking about Pharrell and Kanye. Heard that.
It's
a nice matchup.
Well, shout out to the motherfuckers to the people that's out here doing these battles, man.
Yeah, shout out to Swiss and Timbo for setting
putting
that shit
the shit
up.
Together, man. This shit is dope.
While we sitting at the house bored and shit.
Quarantining.
Very entertaining. All of them been entertaining.
Definitely. I checked out this Tory Lanez album. It's new, just came out. The new Toronto 3. I fucks with it.
He been having IG lit.
Has he?
Yeah,
I don't follow him on there.
He got quarantine radio. He got bitches throwing ass on there.
Oh shit! Hold up.
Yeah, throwing milk on themselves.
Yeah,
it's real nasty on there. He had a real
Jesus
nasty.
Christ.
He ended up getting banned from IG for a little bit, and he had a talk with the CEO of Instagram and shit, and they let him out of Instagram jail. Normally, you in Instagram jail for about a month. But they let him out for like two. I mean, I guess maybe about a week or two he was in jail for. But
damn.
He had a lit. He be having a lit on his IG live.
I didn't know he had all that going on. I just seen his new album. I seen he had a new little project that came out.
That shit was kind of like a promotion for his album.
Wow.
Yeah. He was getting like 200,000 views and shit on Instagram.
Damn.
Yeah. Shout out to
how they working, man.
And Quarantine Radio.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's the best time to put out your shit. You just know how to market this shit. Yeah. The marketing plan.
Yeah, that's dope. Well, the project sounds really, really good to me. I gave it two listens. I like the vibe. I like where he's going with it. He goes in different directions. Trapping.
You said about the weekend too.
Nah, I ain't back on the weekend.
I like the way you put mousse in his hair. I like the way you sing.
What? What is this nigga talking
pop,
about?
This new pop is really popping.
Somebody give me a lighter.
Use some Lysol, clean it up.
Yeah, whatever, nigga. I don't want to hear the Tory Lanez album. This shit is pretty good. I fuck with it.
Go check it out.
I got here now.
What I got on here, man?
Let me ask you something, man.
Go ahead.
Do you get mad at what your girl be wearing sometimes?
You mean like in public?
Yeah, because even though this quarantine shit, I have this little issue with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what you wear because women look good. You ain't supposed to look at them like that, but the same time as niggas do. They mean, yeah, you know that butt.
Well, hold on. Where y'all at, though?
Huh?
Where y'all at, though?
She was just coming out.
No, I'm saying, like, what, like, what my question is.
What's the occasion?
Yeah, what's the occasion? Like, where y'all at? Where y'all going?
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes she could wear something comfortable. It'd be too comfortable, but it'd be too revealing. You'd be like, what the fuck?
Too tight or something?
Yeah.
My nigga, if you got it, if you got
but you want to look good.
If your shorty got ass, my nigga, ain't nothing you can do about it.
But I'm saying, you still had it. Like,
my
fuck.
Thing is, if you got ass, that's cool, but don't have the dark meat of your ass cheek popping out of your shorts or nothing like that. That dark meat is for me. Nobody needs to see the dark meat of your ass cheeks. You know what I mean? And shout out to the dark meat.
I do love the dark meat.
Dark meat.
I look at it like, I mean, like I said, depending on the occasion where you at. Like, if you going to the beach, I don't want her wearing a thong, but I do want her to look good wearing a two-piece. You know what I'm saying? At the beach and shit, in the bathing suit.
You don't want your cheeks white, your wife's cheeks out, rather. Excuse me.
Not like that.
I'll pass on that.
You know what I'm saying? Not like that. Respect me.
You like seeing it, though.
I mean, behind closed doors.
She'll let your shorty go through, no bro, with the nipples out.
Like a white t-shirt with a topless jump off?
No, with the. Nah, with the white t-shirt, just with the nipples showing.
Shit, she might as well not have nothing on if she gonna do that.
I'm saying she might have some cool shorts, but
I ain't gonna flex. How about this? Go ahead, Dave.
If we was at a topless like beach or some shit like that, and shorty wanted to do that, nigga, that's where we at.
There we go. I was gonna say, if we somewhere and don't nobody know us, Let's vibe out.
You know what I mean?
Let's vibe out. Fuck it. You know what I mean? Let your titties hang. It's cool.
They ain't gonna see you again.
They ain't gonna see you again.
So
what if you had a nudist bar? You gonna let it rock?
So you gonna wear the Speedos?
Nah, nigga.
I'm not wearing Speedos.
You gonna let your balls hang out? Because if she gonna let everything, you know what I'm saying, show nipples, you let your balls hang out.
No, I'm saying if that's what she wanna do, because we in that space, then go ahead and do what you do. But I'm not in it with speed on shit.
So would you feel comfortable if you just do this with me?
Right.
Oh, nah.
So would you ain't no nah. You fucking married, bitch. You got a fucking contract.
Watch your mouth.
You married, bitch.
Watch your fucking mouth.
No.
Watch your fucking mouth, Moses. No. Watch your mouth.
No.
Go ahead.
So would y'all go to a nudist like a fucking beach? It's all nude. You know what I mean?
All nude? Yeah. And my dick hanging out?
Nigga, that's what all nude means.
With the Speedos?
No, nigga, ain't no Speedos.
I don't even have the Speedos on.
I ain't gonna flex. I don't think I will. I don't want to walk there naked. Myself. Like, I don't want the motherfuckers looking at my shit. I'm cool.
My nigga, everybody's there. Naked.
Yeah, I understand that.
You worry about the wrong things. Enjoy the beach.
But what I'm saying is, I don't want motherfuckers looking at me. That's
why
it.
Why not? You insecure?
You want to stand on your balls?
I must be insecure in the situation like that. I ain't fucking with that.
You don't want the salty sand on your balls?
Mm-hmm. What? How about you, Moses? Huh? You out there?
I walk out there. What?
Huh?
That's a fact.
Swinging.
Yo, me Shorty won't go. If Shorty won't do that shit and I'm with it, I'm out there with flaccid. It. All that.
I'm
we
not.
Straight.
All right, listen.
We
if Shorty want to do it,
nigga.
I ain't going to lie. Wifey want to do it, I'm out there.
You don't.
If wifey want to. Because I know
it.
I'll be suckered into that shit.
When it wrong.
I know I'll be suckered into it.
If your Shorty want to do it, you're going to do it. But at the same time, I ain't going to lie. I'll be nervous as fuck.
I want to do it dolo.
Nah, that's sick.
No.
You just walking on the beach naked by yourself.
With my dick swinging.
That's sick. Don't do that.
Yeah, you a pervert.
Nah, I don't
want to. You a perv.
Nah.
I'm just out here, yeah.
Shout out to them niggas.
Y'all niggas stupid.
Yeah, I'm gonna just wear it down and put it on the shag for a belt. No. I hold my money with this. hold my money with the string.
Nah, but
hold my money with this.
Did you see Tiger King? I mean,
Free Joe Exotic.
I ain't get a chance to check it out. Tell me about
that. That is the craziest shit ever, man.
How you feel about Joe Exotic, Moses?
He crazy.
Why?
It'll be tripping me out when dudes be gay and they experience that, and they probably have wives later on down the line.
He was married to two men.
Yeah.
At the same time.
They be trying like,
he was lit.
I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, Joe Exotic was lit.
He was lit.
You got two of them.
Had him doing dope.
Dave, he was lit.
Shout out to Joe.
He had
Free Joe Exotic.
He
I'm trying to get two of them, not two men. But I'm trying to get two of them myself.
Go ahead, Moses.
Two men. He had two men. It was helping him with tigers.
Hey, Dave, one of them was missing teeth. Had like three teeth.
Listen.
The reason he had three teeth, he was on that meth.
Yeah, I mean,
see, that was the shit that fucked me up about it, Moses, because they didn't get into the drug habit or what the fuck they was going through with this shit. Like, you could tell these motherfuckers was on drugs.
They did, but they didn't really, they said it, but you know what I'm saying, was past the line. They wanted to get more to the point on what they was doing.
Can you blame a nigga for having a partner with missing teeth, though? You can't.
Can. Do what you feel. You know, that ain't my business. I ain't judging. If that's how you want to move,
how
you move.
Shout out to the neck with no teeth. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But this motherfucker.
Lord have mercy.
Carol did it. She killed her husband, bro. She killed her husband. To get the money.
You already know.
She didn't even pay.
She was too calm.
He picked her up on the side of the road like she was a hooker.
That's how they met?
Yeah. The one she's supposed to kill. Okay, couldn't find his body nowhere. No blood, nothing. They say, like, Joe was like, she shot him in the head and fed her to the tigers. Mm. I said, she might have shot him in the head and she probably buried him up under the tiger's den. I could see that.
She probably fed him to the tigers.
Because who going to go out there and look?
She fed him to the tigers.
Who going out there look?
Who going to look in the tiger belly? You
I'm looking at this shit and see it just human.
No bones or nothing, man. Hey,
tigers tore it up.
Carol seemed wicked.
This is judicious. This is a different meat.
Joe Exotic is doing 22 years, day for allegedly trying to hire to have Carol killed.
With felons
how much
knew
was
each
trying
other.
To pay?
They said something like $5,000, and then he paid somebody like $3,000 to try to do it, and they backed out of it. Like, dude said he backed out of it.
First of all, I'm telling you
that's
now,
cheap,
Joe.
Right?
I'm telling you now, Joe. Somebody offer you a hit for $5,000, don't trust it, Joe. Come on,
yeah,
Joe.
My man so bad at an informant. The first one didn't work out. The second one, that's when he got in trouble because it was informant.
Yeah, that is cheap.
And then the FBI agent.
That is a cheap body. $5,000. Nigga, I don't even think it's that cheap in the hood.
It's not even
that.
You
think so?
I don't think so. I mean, niggas would kill you for less, but a hit.
This is focused on you. Like, at the same time, he was just saying shit I feel because he was on that crystal meth. Niggas on that crystal meth, they don't know what the fuck. They just wild up.
Leave that meth alone, man.
Leave that meth alone?
Yo, meth and tigers, that don't mix.
I don't be wanting to hear that shit from you, Dave, because you told us we need to try what?
Acid. Was it acid?
Yeah, acid.
I said I would try it with you.
You were like, pushing it.
I wasn't pushing shit.
I can't tell.
If I was pushing
it. You've been pushing it.
If I was pushing it, I would have brought it in here for you.
I don't want to do it.
And slap the tab on your neck or something.
You gonna do it?
Trip.
Can I watch you do it? So we all gotta do it, huh?
Yeah, nigga, we
gotta. Why would you do that? Why would you wanna watch your homie do it?
Because I want to make sure he's good.
You should do
I'm
it with
make sure
him,
he's
man.
Safe. That's why
you should do it with him so you make sure he's on the same level you is.
And that's the bad part. You don't know what level you're going to be
on. Here you go, Dave.
You go over there, going to be Millie Rock for no reason.
I mean, you got to live a little.
I'm Millie Rock on any block.
Yo, I seen this shit. I seen a commercial. It's try Bidet Buddy.
Oh, yeah, they got the bidet niggas now.
Yeah. The bidet niggas? What is that, Dave?
I don't know. They come and set your bidet up at the crib.
Yeah, and I seen it was like it squirts water.
Yeah, it's a little booty fountain.
So there was like save thousands and thousands of dollars on toilet paper to get your ass squirted through. With some water.
That's a European thing though, you know what I mean?
Is it?
Yeah. The bidets is a European.
They've been out there.
I ain't never been out
it's
there,
for
so
men,
I don't know nothing
for
about
women.
That.
I mean, use the bathroom and then you sit on the bidet and it cleans your butthole for you. Mm. Or your vagina for you or whatever. You know what I mean? If you got a vagina or not.
It's for the dudes too.
Yeah, to clean your ass for you. Spray balls. Some water in there. What's best to clean your ass? Fucking water and soap. But it don't give you no soap though.
They just shoot the water towards it.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel that right. Let me just take a quick shower.
Nigga, do you shower every time you shit?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Okay.
It's a fucking lie.
Not every time, but most of the time. Most of the time, for sure.
You must have a schedule. Like I do.
Yeah, I do. Like, when I'm taking a shit, then it's time to get in the shower. Let me get myself together.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
I can feel that. You a bleach nigga.
I'm a shitty nigga. I don't have that privilege.
You gonna get the bidet, buddy?
I don't want it.
You don't want it?
You don't want the booty fountain? That's what it is. It's a booty fountain.
Make sure you booty.
That might be the name of the episode.
Bingy.
Booty fountain.
Booty fountain. So no, not for you.
I don't think so.
But it could be good for children.
No, I think my son
good for everybody. If you don't want to do the booty fountain, get some wet wipes. Wet wipes is good for you. Wet wipes is better. It feels a little weird too, but wet wipes is. It don't feel like a booty fountain. I'm sure.
But it's gonna feel.
I'm
wet.
I'm just saying. You just
wet. It's wet. Yeah.
Water shooting at your booty hole.
Yeah, it's gonna be shooting. It's your water definitely shooting there. You ain't with that, Moses.
You gonna be
do
like,
you,
what
can
the
you
fuck?
Control the temperature or you just?
I didn't see that. They didn't say that in the commercial when I seen it.
Yeah. Just lukewarm, not even hot.
It definitely gotta be warm though.
Just warm.
I'm sorry. It's gotta be warm. I don't want no cold. If I'm gonna do it, I don't want nothing cold coming up. Like, come on,
you
man.
Want
it,
you want
don't
it,
do
I
that
chill,
to me.
Mo. You
want
an
I
ice
want that
booty.
Shit warm, man.
Ooh, it's so cold. Ooh.
No, I need
ooh, it's cleaning my butt. Ooh. Ooh. My butt hole.
What? You thought I wasn't gonna say nothing? What? What?
That's funny.
Oh my god. Alright. It has to be warm. Fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah, I know your ass cleaner.
So you don't want your ass clean? My ass got to be clean. Fuck out of here, bro.
It's
fuck
gonna be on here, temp man. Warm if I use it. Temp warm.
Tip warm.
You gonna put it on fast spray.
Yo.
What?
All right.
Yeah, this thing is
my ass is clean. Gotta be clean. Gotta be clean.
The computer gonna say ass is clean.
This is the last topic. We get the fuck out of here. Right?
As it's clean.
I see where Amazon wants to use your hand and turn it into a credit card.
I'm not doing that.
What you mean you're not
devil
doing
worshiping?
How they gonna do that?
They gonna scan the palm of your hand.
Say like a palm print.
Yeah, and they gotta get in touch with certain banks.
Uh-huh.
Synchrony, think it's like Bank of America and a few others.
Yeah, all of the majority, the big bank holders. Yeah.
Right, and then they scan the palm of your hand, and everything is like a credit card, all your credit card information, and then when you go places, you swipe your hand. Amazon.
I don't not trust that. Cause what if your hand gets scraped up? What if something happens?
What if your hand gets scraped? What if your hand gets burnt up?
That's real shit. Cause I think my grandmother, she used that the fingerprint shit on her iPhone.
And I don't fuck with that.
I don't either. But she burnt her damn thumb, and she had to go get it unlocked because her damn print was fucked up.
Oh yeah. Shit!
But yeah, that's weird. I wouldn't do that. I'm just not into all that fucking, all that technology. I don't need you having my prints in no fucking database. Whether it's my fingers or my palm of my hand, I mean, I'm good on that.
I'm with you, Dave.
It's dope though.
I don't think it's. I don't even think it's dope.
You don't got to carry around no wallet or nothing. You got to worry about getting robbed, depending on where you stay at. You know what I mean? If you just...
Oh, you're going to look at it that way.
Yeah, you know, it's convenient. It's more convenient than anything. People jogging or some shit, they jog with just anything, maybe nothing. Now you can scan
I guess that'll cut down on scamming and shit.
No, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't cut down on scamming.
Why not?
Because just like scammers, they can hack into whatever database. And there's things to fabricate out here. Right. Shout out to the scammers. They'll figure it out.
Just like on the movie Going in 60 Seconds, he was able to get the fake fingerprints. That's so, okay.
Yeah. There's a way to figure it out. There's a way to
figure it out, right. I'm not for it. I'll say that. I'm not for it. Like, I don't want to scan my palm and none of that shit. I'm not for that shit. What you doing, Moses? You fucking with that?
I just told you no, man.
No?
Yeah, you fucking with that shit, no. I don't see no reason to for me to put something in my skin just so God ID me.
Nah, it's just taking the palm print.
Yeah.
It's like you're taking a hand print. Like you, right. You know what I mean?
No.
I don't think they're putting a chip in you yet. Not yet.
Oh, y'all think the chip is coming?
Chip is here already. I already got chips.
Chips are right here.
Chips in the credit cards and the debit cards, right? That's where it started, huh? I ain't gonna say no more. This is motherfucking episode 72. This is motherfucking.
Watch out for that vaccine, too. They're gonna be chipping y'all niggas with that vaccine.
I don't want that vaccine either. Fuck the COVID-19. Fuck cancer.
COVID-20 on the way. Fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is episode motherfucking 72. This is Dirty Water Podcast. You can check us out on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. We on Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. SoundCloud, Dirty Water Podcast. My shit on Instagram is DirtyWater_Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B. Holla at me.
When you gonna get some shit, Moses? I'm tired of fucking asking you.
We're working on it.
Fucking holla at us. Talk shit to us. We'll talk shit back with you. We just having fun. This is what we do. This is premium, recording.
Thank you for the support out there.
Definitely thank you for the support. All you motherfucking listeners that's coming out and fucking with us and listening to us and talking shit to us. Man, this shit, I'm just actually surprised that people actually listen to us. You know, I appreciate that, honestly.
Everybody fucking stay in the house.
Please.
Be clean.
Please.
So this shit could blow over and we could get back to our somewhat normal lives.
I'm still not going outside as soon as this year's over.
Nah,
I'm going to give it another 2 months after this year's over.
You
got
to treat it like the new
outside.
iPhone. You got to wait till the bugs
right,
get out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
PS5 is coming soon.
I want to go to Red Lobster.
PS5 is coming soon. Biscuits. I ain't going to buy it right away. That's how I am. That type of shit.
I feed them.
Yeah, we out of here. Fuck with us. Thank you. We out of here. 2-6 and
Moses.
Word.